We decided to study how the brain represents categories because we thought that categories are important for high-level, complex, intelligent thought, because categories provide us with our basic knowledge of how the world works, our basic understanding of the world. When we look around us, we see things like tables and chairs and motor vehicles and tools, and our brain is assigning to these label things. Our brain labeling these things gives us our understanding of the meaning of the things around us, and that's important baseline knowledge for any sort of complex intelligent thought that uses this information. Well, we decided to study a particular part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex, its role in representing categories, because the prefrontal cortex, in many ways, is the part of the brain that's most associated with high-level intelligence, executive types of brain functions. So it needs to have that type of knowledge about the world in order to do its job. So we studied neurons in the prefrontal cortex as monkeys categorize objects, and found that there was many neurons that explicitly represented the category the monkey needed to solve a particular problem. That is, a neuron might be activated by whenever the monkey's looking at dogs, regardless of what the dog exactly looked like, or a neuron that's activated by the concept of cat, regardless of the individual cat. And it's important that there be this explicit representation in the brain of this concept per se, divorced from all these details of what exactly the thing looks like, because otherwise we would clutter our high-level intelligent thoughts with lots of useless details. So it's a way of streamlining thought to make it more generalized and intelligent.